USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States and NATO countries are deploying military assistance to Ukraine as the threat of a Russian invasion of the country rises. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, however, remains hopeful there will be a peaceful resolution to the situation.
At the same time, NATO remains ready to continue dialogue with Russia. Following the NATO-Russia Council early this month, I have now invited all members to a series of further meetings.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear challenges to affirmative action admissions policies at Harvard University and the University of North Carolina. Justices have generally upheld affirmative action in recent decades, but the High Court now has a 6-3 conservative majority. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
President Joe Biden's approval ratings are taking a hit as he enters the second year of his term. New Jersey Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew on Fox Business questions why Democrats insist on passing voting rights legislation and the Build Back Better Act despite pushback from within their own party.
Do you think that you would learn and you would see this isn't going well, we're not doing the right thing, this isn't what the American people want, we better really double back here and figure this out? They just intensify all the wrong things that they're doing.
An AP poll found more Americans are identifying as Republicans than Democrats. Wall Street is on track for its worst monthly decline since 2020. The Dow down over 1,000 points at times on Monday. Monday's decline putting the S&P down more than 9% this month. Economists believe investors are nervous about the possibility of the United States sending troops to Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
British Supreme Court will hear WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's appeal on his extradition to the United States to face charges for leaking government documents over a decade ago. His partner, Stella Morris, says she's concerned for Assange's well-being throughout the process.
Let's not forget that every time we win, as long as this case isn't dropped, as long as Julian isn't freed, Julian continues to suffer.
A Bahamas cruise ship company is forced to turn around for one of the most unlikely reasons.
A cruise ship headed to Miami changed course and is now docked in the Bahamas after an arrest warrant was issued by U.S. authorities over unpaid fuel bills. The lawsuit claims Crystal Cruises and Star Cruises owe Peninsula Petroleum $4.6 million in cash. Ship passengers were taken by ferry to Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale on Sunday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The IRS will start accepting tax returns on Monday, and those who have been struggling to find work are in for a rude surprise. That's because, unlike last year, every penny of unemployment will be taxed.
The government views unemployment benefits as replacement wages, and so they are generally taxed the same as wages, with 2020 benefits being that major exception.
University of North Texas accounting professor Peggy Jimenez. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.